What's up, guys? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Training Podcast. Enjoy.
Now, the one that's our friend is the high vibration energy, the one that says, hey, you know, get out of your comfort zone, do more, have more, you know, take care of your body, love your family, you know, prosper in your business, learn energy awareness, learn how to clear your energy and learn how to expand your consciousness, your frequencies, your awareness. That's all the stuff that the high vibration wants you to do. Move up, move out, grow, learn, expand. Well, the low vibration energy wants to prevent that. It wants to take you out of a high vibration energy, which is basically all is well right here, right now, and it's getting better. And everything's going to work out, no matter what it looks like right now, because when I'm connected to a high vibratory frequency, and I'm in that energy frame, I'm going to attract more of the same. Okay? High vibration energy attracts more high vibration energy. You see that? You're around high vibration energy people. You feel great, right? You go to a high vibration energy party or event, you feel wonderful when there's love and happiness and joy and peace. Consequently, if you're around people who complain all the time, who are depressed or always, you know, looking for what's wrong in life, you can actually feel that energy. It's kind of like a splat or a goo that kind of gets on you after a while. And what does that do? Pulls you down, and we don't want to go down. We want to keep moving up, but we do have to deal with these two factors because this is part of living on this planet, which no one ever told us that we're living in an energetic planet, and we have to deal with energetic forces every day. And if you don't know that there are energetic forces trying to influence in you, and you don't know that they can creep in to your head in thoughts, as emotions, as suggestions. So how the low vibration energy works is it tries to give you a suggestion to pull you out of your happiness. You know, you can say, hey, it's a beautiful day. It's summertime. It's the weekend, man. It's great. Yeah, but tomorrow's Monday morning, and you got to be at work tomorrow, man. You're working on this project. It's a pain. Oh, man. How many more hours until we got to think about getting up and going to work tomorrow? Okay, that thought can neutralize, can go, oh, yeah. Can take you out of your presence, your aliveness, your power, which is the power is always in the now, right here, right now, being responsible, I hyphenate the word responsible, to be able to respond to whatever's happening and to be able to keep moving forward, moving up, moving out in life. That's when we're riding the high vibrational energy. Well, if we're in that high vibration energy has a purpose, right? Take us up. It has a frequency. It has a power. And it has a direction. And it gives off information. And all that stuff's good. All that stuff's empowering. It's enriching. It's healthy. It's healthy for mind, body, spirit, and energy. That's why in energy awareness training, every day we make sure that we clean our low vibration energy and move and always never leave the house until we powerfully created a high vibratory frequency, an energy field. Because all of us are walking energy fields, all of us. You're a walking energy field, I am, everybody's out there. And your energy field creates your life. Because that's what's putting out there. And what you put out comes back to you. You guys heard that. You know that. Well, I say it comes back to you 200%. I teach you to tell me that. Not 100%, but 200%. So when we wonder why things happen to us, good, bad, or ugly, so much of it is we created it. In fact, I say that, you know, life doesn't come to us. It comes from us. And that's a radical concept. That life doesn't come to us, it comes from us. Because that means that whatever's going on in my life, in any area, I'm responsible for creating that or at least I have a big hand in it. So that means that I'm not a victim, that you're not a victim. And so much of the low vibration energy is, you know, my life stinks because so-and-so did me, or I had a bad marriage, or my mother never, you know, breastfed me, or, you know, my father was mean, or we all have our stories, all of us. And we have plenty of reasons. We have plenty of reasons to be depressed, right? You got plenty of reasons to listen to that voice of doom going, what if this happens? What if that happens? And usually it can only work in the past to remind you of your trauma story that is a great reason for you not having and being and doing what you want. Or it takes you out into the future and plays you horror movies of what could happen, you know, in the future. What if this happens? What if that happens? And it's like somebody hijacks your head. You ever notice that? You ever see this? You're around people and you'll see something like this. And you go, hey, Glenn. Glenn. Yeah. Where was I? I was listening to the thought process in my head taking me some other place than right now. You've heard the phrase, no doubt, the power of now. Okay, great book by Eckhart Tolle. And what he means by that is that when we're fully present here, we're out of our head, we're out of the grasp of the low vibration energy.
Hey, I hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you'd like to learn more, please head to energyawarenesstraining.com. You can find a ton of other free content and resources to start raising your vibration, shifting into high vibration energy and clearing out the negative low vibration energy. This will improve your happiness, relationships, wealth. It literally impacts everything across the board. So if you'd like to learn more about that, check out energyawarenesstraining.com. Hope to see you there.